Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Sing it with me.
Good day.
Good day, hosers. Nailed it there. Charge, I am out of all of your guillotine leagues. Caught the blade in the station league by almost less than a point. I don't have a heart to look at the final score, but it was damn close. And as you said to me in an email, you had one job, and that was to survive Christian McCaffrey's bye week, and you failed! Ka-chunk! Son of a bitch!
Actually, close!
Yes, it was so close. I had a good team, not a great team.
Well, but that's the thing about the guillotine league. You buy a new player, and next thing you know, you've got a good team. You can always improve your team. That's part of the beauty of it.
That's the thing. And we're coming down to it, so I was like, I still have half my free agent budget. I was about to start spending the rest of it to give me a final push to the end, and, well, there we go. So I'm out, and it was fun while it lasted. For people that still want to play, is it too late, or is this the last week?
2 weeks. We're going to do this week and next week, and that's it. Fantastic. So, yes, right. You still have opportunities to join a brand new one.
I urge anyone who wants to play fantasy in a different way to go to guillotineleagues.com and check it out. All right, that said, well, my friend. We in Milwaukee experienced quite the betrayal with one of our managers, Craig K. Council shocking everybody by taking the Cubs job when it wasn't even on the radar.
Right.
And for those that don't know, he is from Milwaukee in a suburb called Whitefish Bay. And he has leaned into all these years the fact that he grew up as a kid going to County Stadium and worshiping the Brewers of his youth, Robin Yount and Paul Molitor and on, and managing the Brewers, it was like, I could never leave home. And then we're like, he might go to the Mets, you know, he's going to be a hot free agent. And then he goes to the Cubs and people lost their minds.
Now, he had done well, correct? And why was he? Why did they let him get to the end of his contract? Why did they let him get to free agency?
Chose not to sign a new deal.
All right. So that was an indication this could be coming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I knew he was gone. And yet a number of my colleagues at the game, Wisconsin natives, said with great certainty and almost smug assuredness, George, no, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's one of us.
He's one of us. One of us. Very Midwestern. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And I just said, this is not how the game works. I'm like, he's going to break the bank with somebody. He wants to see what he can do in a larger market with an actual payroll instead of TV market 38, the lowest, smallest TV market in the major leagues. I said he's going to leave, and I'm not going to be mad about it because he deserves a chance to go do what he wants. Ah, no, you know, you don't understand. And then he left. I didn't know he was going to the Cubs, though. That was definitely a swerve.
Yeah, that's what all makes it worse, right? The one game I've been to at the Brewers ballpark, Miller Field, correct?
Miller used to be Miller Park. It is now American Family Insurance Field.
AmFam Field.
Although I don't think they like you calling it that.
Internally, in my last job that I had before I was in the fantasy world, when I'm like, is like 25 years old.
Right.
One of the clients was American Family, and it was all AmFam was how we called it. So the one time I went there was a Cubs game, and it was half Cubs fans. I mean, the proximity.
Yes.
The proximity is so close. There's got to be a huge rivalry, right, between Milwaukee and the Cubs.
Yes, 1,000%. And that's what makes it sting even more. I tried to reason this morning with the audience and with my young producer, Josh, who had a council-signed and framed jersey.
Jeez.
That he took.
Wow.
He took it down off the wall. And he filmed himself for the station's Twitter account, walking out the door muttering, this is the worst day ever. I can't believe it. Nope. No, it's going. And then it just sort of cuts out. And I go, dude, you should have smashed that frame with a brick and lit the jersey on fire and folded your arms and said, dead to me. It would have gone semi-viral. I know it's not, we're not creating any new art, okay? This has been done time and time and time and time again, right? The burning of the jersey.
Yeah.
But he would have been so front, tip of the spear with it, because he would have been within minutes, and he had one. And he's like, I don't want to do that. It costs a lot of money to frame it. I said, well, what'd you do with it if you didn't want it above your desk? He's like, well, I took it home. I put it in the basement storage. I'm like, so you took the thing that you didn't want to look at and you brought it closer to yourself. What does that mean? And so I was walking him through. I go, look, number one, he's never going to be viewed the same by you. Agreed. I said, he's never coming back. Agreed. I said, the jersey has no value on the resale market now in the Milwaukee area.
No. No,
he goes,
none.
Agreed.
Or the Chicago area, for that matter. I don't think they'd want it either.
Right. So I said, you should have fucking smashed it and burned it. It is what it is. he was not feeling it, but he's a lot younger than us, Charge. And what he is going to learn is that they all leave eventually. Right?
Almost all leave eventually.
Almost all. Right.
And sometimes it's on their terms. Sometimes it's not on their terms.
Right.
You know, but this is why I've never bought a jersey, because I can't, with a name on the back, right? I can't count on that person not leaving one way or another.
Sure.
You know, so I don't invest in anything that where one day the player could to wake up, roll out of bed and go, you know what? I don't want to be a Timberwolf anymore. Who does? I'm out. Because that happens all the time.
Exactly.
I'm not investing in that jersey because I don't want to be the doofus who's wearing the jersey from a guy that left the team acrimoniously 4 years ago.
I'm trying to think of what it'd be nice to track from a percentage standpoint on it, in general, what percentage of players end their careers that are of any substance, meaning they weren't there for a year or two. What players end their careers in the city where they started? It's got to be 5% or less. Because if you're good enough to play in the league a bit, once you're not that good, the original team, meaning your city's team, will cut the player, and they'll go keep trying to play somewhere else, right?
Yeah, you know, and usually if you're good enough to make one team, you're good enough to make another team.
Right.
I don't think it's 5%. I think 5% wouldn't hold up because
you think it's higher?
I think it's higher quite a bit. Not quite a bit. Maybe it's like 25%. I'll take five times that. Here's why. A lot of players are only good enough to get one shot and it doesn't work and they're out of the league. And we just don't even know or remember them because they were sitting at the very end of the Bucks bench. And you're like, I didn't even know who that guy was when he was on roster. And then he's out of the league and you never think of him again.
Yeah. I said to Josh, I go, well, look, they all leave eventually. What you really want is you want the ones you like the most to not show their ass when they leave. To leave with their head up. And with Wisconsin fans, Favre, when he left, showed his ass.
Oh, man.
It was bad. And I want to hold that thought because he went to your team, and I want to get it from your perspective. The other guy in Rodgers, he too showed his ass on the way out, lying about what Goody did or didn't do and whether or not he gets cell reception in his fucking Malibu mansion. Well, you're supposed to FaceTime me. He was a lying ass on his way out. He showed his ass, and I would have been a lot better if he just said, look, I want to go play somewhere else and see what it's like. Big city, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what then was the greatest Minnesota sports betrayal in history?
I've got two. One is very similar to the situation you've gone through with the Brewers. Lou Holtz was the coach of the Gopher football team.
That's right. I was a Golden Gopher, and I decided I was going to take the Notre Dame job.
Sorry, that's a very bad Lou Holtz.
And I'm impressed you have one, and it shows your age.
I've never even rolled that out till now.
Very nicely done. And I like the guts, by the way, to roll out a Lou Holtz impression on demand with no way of knowing it's coming. And the Gopher football team, it had been awesome in like the 60s and early 70s. They won national championships, they won Rose Bowls, and then it had languished for like 20 years. Lou Holtz shows up and he turns around the program, and it's really good, but he had an escape clause that allowed him to go to one and only one school, Notre Dame. Sure enough, Notre Dame vacancy opens up. Lou Holtz is gone, and the program immediately tanks for another 20 years after he leaves.
Right.
So that was a bad one. And then the other one, the more recent one, Timberwolves had a fair measure of success with Kevin Garnett here and put together a pretty good team that made it to go at least a couple of rounds through the playoffs. And then it didn't do as well. And then Kevin Garnett did what most basketball players do nowadays when things aren't going very well. He coerced his way out of town, got onto Boston. We had a terrible deal in the trade for Garnett. Got virtually nothing back in return that we could use. And then he went and immediately won the championship the next year with Boston. That hurt a lot. Still have scars.
Yeah, those are two good ones. Although you never really had anybody that went to your rival. You never had any Viking that went to the Packers. Favre went to the Vikings with a layover at LaGuardia for a year with the Jets. and then proceeded to start tearing the Packers' ass up. I just want to know from your perspective, Charge, what it was like when this weapon that had been used to terrorize you for all these years, number four, you suddenly picked up that bazooka and started blasting back. That must have been awesome.
It was so great. And, you know, Favre had killed us in every way imaginable, freakish ways, you know, just flat out destroying us, just pulling wins out of his ass. And meanwhile, we're battling with the likes of like Kelly Holcomb and, you know, guys like that. You know, so, you know, our quarterbacking was awful through most of Brett Favre's, if not all of Brett Favre's career. And so when the Vikings were able to get him, and to get him, how it originally went down, if you recall, was some of the players went down to his hometown in Louisiana. What is it, Hattiesburg, Hattieville?
No. Well, he's from Kiln, Mississippi. So K-I-L-N, Mississippi.
Kiln, Mississippi.
Right.
I think he was in Hattiesburg. But anyway.
You know what? It's all Mississippi to me.
It doesn't matter. Well done. So a bunch of Vikings players go down there and they coerce him here. When his plane landed, we had news choppers on the plane landing. And then the subsequent drive of his limousine from the airport to the headquarters for the Vikings, choppers. We had news. We had ESPN. We had everybody here for that.
To the chopper.
It couldn't have been a bigger deal here than it. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. And then it turned out, even though he had struggled that year with the Jets, Favre had one good season left in him. And that was an epic season that had some of the Brett Favre magic in it. The third week of the season, he engineered a crazy come from behind last minute, last play of the game, Hail Mary touchdown against the 49ers. You know, he had all that magic was in there. And then going to Green Bay, beating the Packers, coming back here, beating the Packers again. Ah, it was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. What a fun year. And then the only reason it didn't end in a Super Bowl, Zabe, of course, was because Sean Payton's a freaking cheater. He's a cheater.
Yes.
And Bountygate is a real thing that robbed us of a Super Bowl that nobody cares about anymore unless you're in Minnesota.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a real thing. And they were a dirty ass team. And Greg Williams gave zero fucks. But this is football where anything goes. We're seeing this now with Michigan in the crosshairs currently in the Big Ten and the NCAA. It's going to be interesting to see if the Big Ten has the balls to actually bring down the hammer or if they're going to go, we're going to leave this to the NCAA.
And I bet they leave it to the NCAA. Yeah. And do you believe there's a conspiracy theory out there that says ESPN is banging the drum on this particular subject because they don't have the broadcast rights to the Big Ten, so they can dig as hard as they want on this without any worry of self-injury. Do you buy it?
I don't buy that in particular, although it does seem like ESPN is going after the story with a lot of zeal. It's only because they're the only real entity out there. I don't think anyone watches FS1 and Nick Wright to see whether or not they give a shit. I mean, Fox does college football. They've got their own knockoff of College Game Day. It has some people that watch it. It's okay. It's not like the original, so who knows? Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Your quarterbacks in that era, starting in 94, Warren Moon. Ooh. Warren Moon was there from 94, 95, 96.
Okay, hold on. That would be the undead corpse of Warren Moon. That would be the shell of the CFL superstar and the one-time Oiler superstar, Warren Moon.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Followed up by Brad Johnson for a spell, Randall Cunningham for a spell.
Well, Cunningham was – that was 98 where it was Randy Moss's rookie deal.
Yeah.
And that was a very special year, the Cunningham hookup there.
That ended up with Gary Anderson wide right.
Correct.
His only miss.
Only miss of the season was the only one he had to make.
Then a dollop of Jeff George.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah. Nope.
Duante Culpepper for a good stretch.
Yeah, that looked good for about 3 years. That looked pretty good. And then it all came crumbling down.
In 01, a sprinkle of Todd Bowman and Spurgeon Wynn couple of starts.
Yeah.
There was a note of Gus Frerotte in 03. He got two starts opposite Culpepper.
I remember that well, unfortunately.
Brad Johnson came back, sort of like an ex you hook up with on Facebook, in 2005. Played for 2 years. Tavares Jackson entered the chat, played for 2 years. The Jackson, Kelly Holcomb, Brooks Bollinger year, 07, was definitely one to put the red pen light to your eyeballs on, Men in Black style, to forget entirely.
Brooks Bollinger, former Badger quarterback, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Gus Frerotte, Tavares Jackson, then Favre for a season and a half. Well, a season and two-thirds, ending in 2010 with a white chalk outline on the six-degree frozen turf of the University of Minnesota Stadium, where they were playing that year because they were building your new beautiful palace.
That's right.
He got laid the fuck out. I'm like, okay, consecutive game streak is awesome, but now Favre is dead. Literally dead. Right.
he has died on the field. And it was about that bad.
Yeah.
It was game over for Favre at that point.
One more splash at Tavares, a couple of Joe Webbs, then on to the Ponder era. With a dollop of McNabb in 2011, Matt Cassel made a tour. Josh Freeman was in there. Teddy Bridgewater in his little Hamburglar hands with his white gloves. Sam Bradford and Sean Hill. Keenum and Bradford, then Cousins. And then
Cousins provides you 5 years of stability. Yeah. And all the Viking fans can do is bitch about how we got to go back to the draft and we got to go get you can't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who's making more than the rookie, you know, the rookie salary cap. So the rookie wage. So, yeah, you know, you would think we'd know better after everything we went through. But no, that wasn't the case here.
That brings us to the amazing, incredible, improbable story of Josh Dobbs and what he did for your Vikes on Sunday. Unbelievable. And so much credit has to go to Kevin O'Connell, who I texted you afterwards, and I saw the locker room video, the rah-rah video, which I can't get enough of from any team. I don't care. I love being in those locker room shots where he's praising everybody. And I texted you and I said, man, isn't it nice to have this guy instead of that dour, divorced, thirst trap, Russian whore dating Mike Zimmer? And you agreed. You're like, it is a lot better, this guy, Kevin O'Connell. I like him a lot better.
There's a chance that we have a really good head coach. And I haven't been able to say that since Bud Grant. And here's I want your listeners to understand what went down with Josh Dobbs if you don't know the details. So he got traded on a Tuesday. He got demoted to third string. They trade him on a Tuesday for the lowest possible amount you can get in a trade, which is swapping seventh round for sixth round picks.
Right.
That's it. You can't make a trade with any less value than that.
It's like back butts at the end of the line, at the end of the Rise of the Resistance ride at Disney, which is an hour and a half long. You get back butts. Here, you want to just move in front of me? Great. How long is this wait? Still an hour and a half.
By the way, did you read that? People are pooping in line at Disney?
Yes. Because there's a long hallway inside the ride where they snake you through, because you don't want to just see a big switchback line that looks like a mass of refugees waiting to get on
right,
a boat.
Right, because nobody will stand in it if you do that. You have to fool them.
So in one of the hallways where it's kind of sort of not so exposed, but there's people in front of you and behind you, that's where people are taking a shit. Adults and kids right on the ground and leaving it. And some of the employees in this story called it the poop hallway. And they say having to work there and clean up the poop hallway has left them scarred.
It would leave me scarred too. It'd be horrible. Right. That'd be horrible.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story.
Okay. Now, Dobbs is not supposed to start. He's the backup behind the rookie that they had drafted, who knew all the, you know, knew the system, knew the terminology, knew the plays, et cetera, et cetera. Dobbs comes in, had no days of practice, had not taken any practice, had never taken a snap behind our center, had only knew just a handful of plays, and that's it. And the plan was for him to not see the field, of course. But second drive, the starter for the Vikings, Jaren Hall, gets knocked cold.
Knocked the fuck out.
He did. And it was, you know, it was not like, you know, maybe he'll come back. You know, that was an instant ruled out. Now in comes Josh Dobbs. Now, Dobbs, only knowing a handful of plays, the way the plays are going down is Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, he's got to call out the play to the quarterback, Dobbs. And he's yelling out like 17 Brown Omaha 62 flag right. Now Dobbs doesn't know what any of that means, but the other 10 guys in the huddle do. So he's got to say it to the 10 guys in the huddle. Then Kevin O'Connell's got to use the precious moments in which his mic is live with his quarterback to explain what the hell that play even means and what he's got to do. So he's talking him through the play until the mic cuts at 15 seconds, and then Dobbs is on his own. He's got to go run the play. And he did it.
All of that on the road in a closed stadium environment. Trailing.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Here's what a play call sounds like. This is Trevor Lawrence just calling one of the Jaguars plays.
Hey, long call. Comfy left, zoom, buster. 63, bang, Z, Maui. Alert. Paradise Z Burger Y Rap on one.
Okay. All right. Josh.
I could not hear that.
All right, just so you know. So all right.
Hopefully
Josh. All right, Josh. So that play means you need to get the tight end in motion, then go ahead, you're gonna have chip protection, you're gonna have two routes in the flat, and I mean a lot of teams get delay of games just running a 1 yard fucking dive play. It's amazing they're won the string of delay games by you guys all over the place.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I love this cat Dobbs' demeanor. I love the fact that when he was in Arizona, pinch hitting for them and playing really hard for a bad team and well, that he went to a kiosk to try to order his own jersey in Arizona Cardinals colors, and they're like, not available.
They don't have it. They didn't print any of his. The starting quarterback for what ended up being half a year never had a jersey to buy in Arizona. Now, you know that he is a brilliant guy. He is an aerospace engineer who interned in college at NASA. NASA has deemed him the pastronaut.
No way.
Yes, which is brilliant, and I'm totally stealing it now.
That
the
is
pastronaut.
Good.
It's excellent.
That is good. I also hear he dated Hedy Lamarr, so there was that. Did you know that he dated the great, 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 great granddaughter of Hedy Lamarr, and she was as much of a smoke show as her old lady?
Let me say this. I'm watching through. I knew the Hedy Lamarr story, but mostly just reading about it. I'm halfway through the Netflix special on Hedy Lamarr. Zabe.
Charge.
Might be the most timeless beauty in the history of human beings.
Listen, you don't need to sell me. I've seen the photos, and you don't get the title of the world's most beautiful woman because 6 out of 10 people in a room go, sure, I'd bang her. You have to be stunningly gorgeous.
It is remarkable.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, let me pivot here to something wholly non-sports, and that is things that shouldn't bother me as much as they absolutely fucking do.
Okay, can I alternate annoyances with you?
Yes, you may. Now, these are 10 things I have, which I know mentally, I know logically, I should say. I know logically, these are small things. Stop your old man griping. Or as my buddy Scott says, be older, old man, in all caps in our text thread with our guys. When anyone starts to sound like an old man, he's like, be older, old man. So I got 10. We're going to ping pong it. Do you have 10?
I have 7.
Okay, you go all the way to 7, then I'll finish it out.
All right, deal.
Number one, things that shouldn't bother me as much as they do. Loose airport charging plug sockets.
That's so specific.
Oh, fucking furious. You go to plug it in, and it falls out of the socket, pretty much, because everyone's plugging their shit in, taking it out. Plugging it in, taking it out. That applies to the regular two-pronged full electrical block outlet as well as the USBs. The USBs are loose as well. So I'm like, you're a fucking airport. You need to have a budget to maintain things. You need easily swappable items that every couple months, if it takes that, you swap them out and maybe design those things so they're not hanging vertically, but they're sitting flat on a small table, so gravity does not become a factor. Who's running this airport? How is this acceptable? It drives me crazy. Okay, things that shouldn't bother you as much as they absolutely do. Go.
People on a plane who take their shoes off.
Oh, God. Those people are savages. That should immediately put you on a no-fly list.
Forever, rest of your life. And by the way, does not matter if you are down to sock or barefoot or whatever. Neither. You should be wearing a shoe. Now, some people say, well, people wear sandals onto the plane all the time.
Flip-flops, yeah.
Flip-flops. You know what? You shouldn't do that either. Because I don't want to see your feet. I don't want to smell your feet. I don't want anything to do with your feet. So don't wear that either. That's not cool.
Yeah, one of the guys on our text thread says, cover your hooves. I don't want to see hooves, like he says.
Yes.
Disgusting hooves. Number
agreed.
2, things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely do. NBA players with clashing neon shoes that don't at all match their uniforms. I'm telling you, it bugs the shit out of me. Bright orange, bright green, neon this, neon that, not in the same colorway. For whatever reason, the NBA said, look, You can wear your own shoes because it's equipment. I know they're important to you, and we're not going to, you know, nitpick on the color. Imagine if the NFL did that. The NFL is the most stickler of stickler leagues, and I like it that way.
I'm with you. I want it to all be uniform. I need that sense of team. That
right,
way.
Right. Okay, next. Charge
your fitted bed sheets that you cannot fold. Fitted ones that I need to fold them. I need to be able to put them in the, you know, put them in the closet or whatever. You can't fold a fitted sheet.
Okay, well, there's the compromise. Go to a non-fitted bottom sheet and learn how to do the
What are we talking about here?
Well, that's the trade-off. I don't even think that the elastic bottom sheet was invented till 1982 anyway. Our parents had to learn, our moms had to learn how to tuck in the corners and fold them up just right, and it was a pain in the ass. So the downside, the trade-off is, yeah, you're not going to fold that.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely do. Charity donation prompts at point of sale. Over and over again. $1 for St. Jude. Do you want to give us 50 cents for Toys for Tots? Can you afford another dollar for Haiti really? Fuck you. I'm buying something here. Stop panhandling.
And it doesn't matter how good the cause is, but you're the fourth screen I've interacted with today that wants me to round up. This gets to be an expensive habit.
Right. Okay, yours.
Password requirements that are more stringent than my banks. Uppercase, lowercase,
special
number,
character,
symbol.
At least 8 characters, one that has been used in the last 6 months.
Correct. Number, symbol, an Egyptian hieroglyph. Stop.
Agreed.
If my bank doesn't need it, you don't need it so that I can, you know, so I can go play a game of online Tetris or whatever. Stop it.
Things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely do. Number four, the number of hosts on a typical sports TV pregame show. I know it's their money. I know that they built a studio desk big enough to accommodate 6 grown men in suits. Mm. It infuriates me thinking $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, and you're not saying anything. It's a fucking waste. Bothers me.
I'm with you.
Charge.
Wide gaps in public bathroom doors. The gap between the door and the wall.
Oh.
There's always, in America, there's always a gap. I don't need to see, we don't need to see each other and what's going on in the stall, right? I'm talking about the stall door to be
right.
more clear. The gap in the stall door. I don't need any gap in the stall door.
You want
to tight? If I'm the person sitting, I don't need to see out. And if I'm the person out, I don't need to see in. There's a lot of ways to indicate there's somebody in there that does not involve me looking at Zabe pooping.
Yeah. Well, you just go poop in the Rise of the Resistance ride in the hallway, in the poop hallway.
That's right.
Number five, things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely do. The fact that most headphones do not go loud enough for my liking.
That's because you've spent a career in radio and you are clinically deaf.
That's what people would say. I would beg to differ. I will take a hearing test with anybody and show you that my eardrums are in full, precise, intact nature. I just like my headphones a touch louder. Now, Beats are a click or two louder than any Bose headphones, but my Bose headphones, which produce, I think, a better sound, I keep getting to the top on my phone. It's like, bing, bing, bing. You know, you can hear when you max it out, it makes that little sound. And I'm like, damn it, I need one more. I'm like Spinal Tap. Well, this one goes to 11. I want my headphones to go to 11. They don't.
Did you, that warning sound, it's giving you, that is a warning. You know that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going deaf. We're trying to stop you here.
Well aware of that. Don't care. More loud. Okay. Charge.
Next. I'm in bed. I'm warm. I'm comfortable. I'm mostly asleep. I'm enjoying the start of some, you know, day, you know, some kind of, it's half dream. You're halfway there. You're halfway not there. And I gotta pee. No, I don't want to get out of bed.
Especially in the cold Minnesota night.
Exactly. Oh, I'm comfortable. It's the last thing I want to do is get out of bed right then.
Things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely do. Number six, the fact that Cindy Crawford, one of the most beautiful female creatures to crawl planet Earth, has basically chosen to disappear from public life. It's an outrage.
That's not cool.
Where
That's
are not you cool. hiding, Cindy Crawford? What are you doing? You should be all over the place, for God's sakes. Endorse more stuff. Take a TV show every now and then. Appear on Jeopardy. I don't give a shit. Where are you?
And, you know, here's the thing about Cindy Crawford. Do you remember that she's actually smart?
I know. Which is probably yes. why she's like, I got plenty of money. I'm married to this guy, Randy Gerber. He's got this Casamigos tequila, which he started with George Clooney. They've made a mint off of that. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving the house. I'm going to sit and knock around the house and be a multimillionaire. I don't need this shit.
You know, Sammy Hagar made more money on his tequila business than he ever made as a rock and roll star.
Yeah. Okay. Charge, you're next.
All right.
We're on number six. You've got seven. Number I've got six. Ten. Number six.
I've already thought of a couple others. We'll see how far I can go. You can't reach your hand. Once you get to the halfway point in the Pringles can, you can't reach your hand in to get them out. So
you have to chug it. Now, you have to semi-chug the bottom half of a Pringles. Well, that's why you need to buy the shorties, you know? You buy the shorties so you can get your fingers all the way to the bottom, but then you don't get the big stack.
That's right, and I want the big... By the way, speaking of stacks, better than Pringles. That's the Lay's alternative.
Oh. But
it is a better product than the Pringle product. It's thicker and tastier.
Okay, next, number seven for me, things that absolutely should not bother me as much as they do. Anytime somebody uses a paperclip instead of a staple when handing me two pieces of paper, I will fucking lose it on that. I've done it with my producer, Josh. He hands me the show rundown, three pages, and it's paperclipped. I go, what is this? I immediately take it apart. I jumble up all the pages. I go, what hour is it? Where's my read? What's going on? Oh, I know why. Yeah. You didn't use a stapler. He's like, well, there's no stapler in the bullpen. I don't know what's wrong with this. And I go, I want it the way I want it.
Which is stapled. Every now and again, you have some reason that you need to be able to separate the pieces of paper and ideally without tearing them. But that's awfully rare.
Exactly.
Awfully rare.
Right. I want people that know when it's time to staple and when it's time to paperclip. And it's 90% stapling, 10% paper clipping. Okay. Number seven, things that shouldn't bother you as much as they do.
Restaurants that deliver you the frozen pat of butter, ice cold pat of butter that will not melt. That, and by the time it would melt, your whatever warm thing you're trying to put it on is now cold. And so that forces me to get awfully creative with where I'm going to put the pat of butter to warm it. And such places as underneath me, as one example, as a possibility for warming pat of butter.
You will sit on your wrapped pat of butter, your Lando Lakes butter, at a fine event, at a nice event, out at some banquet probably. Because it's usually the banquets where this happened. They bring it out, and you're like, okay, they just pulled it out of the fridge. They don't give a shit. They're like, well, good luck with the bread. This butter is ice cold.
That's right. Exactly. They have to know. They've got to know that you can't do anything with that.
All right. Number eight, things that shouldn't bother me as much as they absolutely do. People analyzing Tiger Woods' injured leg just by the way he is walking. I'm seeing more and more of this in my timeline. The golf nerds are like, he's walking better than he has in years. I think he's going to win next year. Shut up. You have no idea how that leg really is. He's walking with his son caddying for these junior tournaments. Stop it already.
Yeah.
Bugs the shit out of me. Number eight, what do you got?
Well, we're all, by the way, the internet has made us all internet doctors, by the way.
Of course.
We get the instant slow motion detailing, and we've got the Dr. Chows of the world that are breaking down all this tape as it's happening. And by the way, they're usually right. They get it right way more than they get it wrong.
They sure do.
All right. I have three more.
Okay.
How many do we have left?
We're on number eight. You're on number eight.
All right. Now everybody knows that the hot dog and the bun are sold in different amounts, right? This is a classic. This is a classic consumer conundrum that you get. You buy the buns it's come like in eights, and the dogs come in like 12s.
Tens or dozens.
Yeah. Tens, right? Yeah, and they don't add up, so you never have the same amount. Everybody knows that, but nobody talks about the bagel and the tub of cream cheese are impossible to use at the same rate. You have to use such a thin smear of cream cheese that to the point that nobody would ever use that little, that you can get the regular size tub to cover what is your normal pack of bagels, like six bagels. Or you have to buy the jumbo vat, of which is now too much. And so it is an under, you know, everybody knows about the hot dog and the bun. Nobody talks about the bagel and the tub of cream cheese.
All right. Number nine, things that shouldn't bother me as much as they do. The phrase, it is what it is. Stop it already, people. I said I want to get a new phrase trending, which is, it's not what it ain't. It's the opposite of it is what it is. It's not what it ain't. Number nine, George, what do you got?
All right. I'm at the urinal. Shake, 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 shake. Put it all away. Take two steps.
Pee.
You know what happens.
That's right. It comes out. You know what you got to do now? I've learned this as an old man. You got to gently squeeze the balls, and you got to definitely squeeze the base of your wing-wang. The base of it.
At the urinal, I'm not squeezing my balls at the urinal.
Well, then you're
how weird is that going to be? At the urinal, you pull your pants down at the urinal? You got them down at your ankles?
I just reach under there. I would say I'd send you a video of it, but that probably violates a lot of interstate porn laws. Why'd you send a picture of you squeezing your nuts to charge? What's wrong with you, man? All right, last one, number 10, and this concludes my old man griping. Things that should not bother me as much as they absolutely fucking do. Sticky notes that don't stick. Oh, my God. It's like, did you put any glue on this? Because it's not staying where it should, and it's not like I got it out in a hurricane. It's at my desk. It's supposed to stay up on this ledge. Fuckers.
I bet the problem is you'd use sticky notes so infrequently, especially nowadays with so many things electronic, that the sticky note pad that's sitting around your house is a decade old, and whatever glue-ish substance it uses is probably breaking down.
It's probably it. Okay, your last one, Charge, and then we'll put a wrap on it.
This is very similar to another one, but bear in mind, I cobbled most of this together on the fly. Again, I'm laying in bed. I got... Everything's perfect. I'm starting to fall asleep.
Yeah. A bug.
One mosquito's in the room. That's all. How am I supposed to sleep now? There's a blood-sucking insect that's going to... And the only thing that's exposed is my face.
Yeah.
And it's going to come, and it's going to bite me in, like, my eyelid while I'm sleeping.
Because they detect carbon dioxide. So they're going to track right to where your plumes of CO2 are coming out and go, blood meal, delicious. And you live in a state that I hear is legendary for the critters.
Correct. They are larger than the deer we have here, and they are en masse, Zabe, and... You know, this is like a once a week battle in the summer here. I don't have to sweat it for another 6 months, but it is a problem.
Quick Cindy Crawford update. I Googled current pictures. She's still beautiful, a sultry brown eyed stunner. However, at 56 years old, I believe her face is starting to suffer the irreparable toll of aging. There's some weird wrinklage going on the left side of her face. I don't understand. But her daughter, Kaya Gerber. Imagine how pretty Cindy Crawford's daughter, after marrying and procreating with Randy fucking Gerber, is. She is amazing.
I don't doubt it. But credit Cindy Crawford. She never got work done. That's the death knell, right?
You don't know that. You don't know that.
ideally, you don't know that because it's not so obvious. They're not. They don't all go like down like Meg Ryan's go down. Well, went down.
She
right?
needs a. She needs a touch of filler on the left cheek. Is all I'm saying. Charge is always a pleasure, my friend. We'll chat next week. Thank you.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Like magic air is coming in. Well, that's like it was sung by angels. Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Hang off.
That can't be.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Because
it,
well, hit records are short.
No way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day. Good day.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.